world-renowned tattoo artist and media personality Kat Von D follows her two New York Times bestsellers, High Voltage Tattoo and Tattoo, and The Tattoo Chronicles with her most daring and personal book yet, Go Big or Go Home, Taking Risk in Life, Love, and Tattooing, sharing her own journey to strength and success.
She's a cool chick.
She is. She's a global phenomenon. Everyone, I mean, probably...
Can you imagine being called that, Frank? You're a global phenomenon.
She's like, if you show her picture... And, you know, she's right there with, like, recognizability of Jesus.
And Santa Claus.
And Santa Claus and Hitler. It's like, oh, there's Kat Von D.
Everybody knows her.
Everybody knows her. And right. She's on the phone. Hello, Kat.
Hey, Kat.
You guys, I could hear you.
Oh, all right.
Global phenomenon.
That's
on the phone.
Crazy.
It's not every day we talk to somebody like this.
That's so awesome. Thank you. I think.
No, it is a good thing. Right before you joined us, we were talking about one-night stands.
Yeah.
And how sometimes they can get really awkward the next day, and people think that they're in love with you or something, and they don't want to leave.
Or like, you got to go.
Yeah.
I got to work.
Yeah.
Have you ever had,
I'm not assuming.
I've never had a one-night stand, to be honest with you.
Really?
And I'm like, and when it comes to that kind of stuff, I'm like such a prude. I'm like, but I can only imagine how awkward that would be, especially if you're like wasted, you know, and you're like, wake up, like nothing's...
Who are you?
Normal, and you're like, oh, hey, oh, you know, that would be so strange.
The hell happened last night?
I've actually had women fall in love with me and not
please.
Want to leave, Kat.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I don't blame them.
Look at that.
Oh, no, Kat, don't. His head is enormous the way it is. It does not need that.
It is physically enormous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Kat Von D, when you first came on the scene when it was with, what, Miami Ink is when,
yeah.
Like, the most of us learned about you. And I saw you and I was like, that chick is awesome. And my dream was to be tattooed by you.
That's so cool.
I know. Now you're so huge, hugely successful, which I'm really happy about. But if somebody does want to come get tattooed by you, is there a waiting list or how does that even work now? Because you've got to be super busy.
It's not as unrealistic as some people assume, I think. It's just a matter of being patient just because, like, I do everything by email. So once I get to the email, it's not that long. It's just a matter of getting to it because I'm just, you know, basically going down the list or whatever. But,
so the days of the walk-ins are over.
But you know, the other day, oh my God, I did the best walk-in ever. I hadn't done a walk-in in years. And this guy walks in, and he wants to get a portrait of Tattoo from Treasure Island. Like, oh my God, I have been dying to be able to say, I just did a tattoo of Tattoo. And so I'm like, sit down, man. We're doing this right now.
That is awesome. I think I did see that. You tweeted a picture of that, right?
Yeah, I was like so excited.
Now, I did ask recently about tattoo etiquette. I have a half sleeve going on, but it's not finished. And the guy that started it was at the L.A. Tattoo Convention a couple years ago, and he's from San Angelo, Texas. And so as far as, like, us hooking up again and me going all the way there, I can't get it finished.
It's not gonna happen.
I know. Is it bad etiquette, like, to go into, say, you know, another tattoo artist and say, could you finish this?
No, I don't. I mean, I personally don't think so. I think, you know, and I'm not going to speak for every tattooer, but for me, I always think, you know, it's your tattoo. So even
it
if,
needs to be finished, Frank. It's
awful.
Yeah,
and, like, let's say you start a tattoo with somebody and he's a total jerk and, like, you don't ever want to see that guy again. Like, why should you have to suffer that? You know, you should. It's your body and it's your art and... It should be something that you're stoked on, you know, at the end of the day because it's yours.
But I guess the thing is, Kat, is like his tattoo, basically, if he went to another artist, it's just fill in, like, lines, right? So it's like, could you color, you know what I mean? Like,
it's just color between
when you're
the
like
lines.
An amazing tattoo artist, then you're just asking somebody to color in the lines. I don't know. But
well, you know, I think what I would do, because I don't know what the tattoo is, but it's like depending on the style of it, seek out an artist that you know, tattoos within that realm because... It would. The only times I think it wouldn't work is if you know, let's say you have like a bunch of black and gray portraits, and then you go to somebody who does traditional Japanese tattoos to finish it. They're gonna kind of be lost.
My mom looks Japanese, like a Japanese dragon now.
She's a samurai now.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of awesome though.
That's what I want. I want my mother as a samurai. That would be so kick ass. Kat Von D, she's got her book coming out. Go Big or Go Home: Taking Risk in Life, Love, and Tattooing. Now, when people read this book, is there a chapter that everyone's going to be talking about?
I don't know.
I mean,
I think. I mean, I talk about so much crazy stuff in it, so I think some things will resonate with some people and others for others. But yeah, I mean, I think as far as the tattoos themselves, people seem to be responding to a lot of the crazier ones because these are all super large scale tattoos that, you know, took several sessions, some of them. So it's everything from back pieces to ribs to sleeves and, you know, very, very different than the rest of my other books.
I'm going to ask you about something new that I hear that's happening, that women are getting tattooing. Have you heard of tattooing?
No.
It's women desperate for the perfect nipples. They're having them tattooed on. Now, I'm not talking
how
about,
do you do that?
I'm not talking about like the women who've had like surgeries or something and getting those. These are like women who aren't happy with their areolas, and they're getting them like fixed in a way to enhance them.
Like different shapes and colors, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it's like, you know, women have like eyeliner tattooed on, or their eyebrows to like accentuate the eyes. Women are having areola tattoos done to make them, give them the perfect areolas. You haven't heard about this?
No, but, you know, I mean, there's half of me is like, okay, you know, whatever floats your boat, and if it makes you happy. And then the other half, which is the prominent half, is I just wish people would be happy with themselves as is, you know, because even though I wasn't born with tattoos, of course, you know, but I didn't do it to alter myself aesthetically for anybody else. It was just for me, like, you know, I love my dad. He's my best friend, so I got a portrait of him, and it is something I like to look at, but it's not that I saw something wrong with myself. Do you know what I mean?
Do you have any tattoos, Kat, that you don't like, or that you're like, well, I'm...
I mean, I've gotten a few removed in the past, but they were just, like, ghetto ones that I got when I was, like, a teenager, and I was just basically making room for more, but I don't... it's not like I look at tattoos and go, oh, my God, oh, like, I hate that, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I see all my tattoos as landmarks in time, and you know, something to be celebrated.
So when you want to get a tattoo, who does Kat Von D go to?
Ooh, yeah.
I'm so lucky because my guys, like, I get tattooed by all my guys at the shop because they're so awesome. So and it's not me tooting my own horn. I've never been able to work at a shop where the dynamic is so awesome, and like there's something for everybody. Do you know what I mean? Like, usually at the shops I'd work at, there'd be like the one guy that was awesome, and everybody would, you know, he'd be booked, and everybody's kind of getting the leftovers or something. Whereas at my place, it's like they're all strong on their own, so it's pretty cool.
And your shop's over here on Fairfax, right?
Yeah, it's over on, West Hollywood, so it's like Fountain and La Brea, but right
Fountain
next
and
to
La Brea.
We used to pass it on the way out of the
I used to drive every day and pass it, and I was like, oh, there's Ellie.
I know.
Look at that.
Throw tomato. That was you, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
No, come on now. Kat Von D's in there. How cool is that? Well, congrats on your book. I mean, and congratulations on already being on the New York Times bestseller list. That's pretty kick-ass.
Thank you so much, guys.
Go big or go home, taking risk in life, love, and tattooing. I want to read that.
Hey, we are local, Kat. If you ever want to come in and hang out with us, feel free, okay?
I would love to. We know when I'm done with this book tour. Actually, I'm ending my book tour in L.A., so...
Come in and hang with us.
I would love that.
Cool.
That'd be great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck with the book. 1-800-955-5567. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.